Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third and footlong show on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Hello, DT.
Hello, Darren.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Post 2 weeks.
I know. Still a bit sore.
Still a bit sore?
Yeah. Did you see that bruise?
Yes, I did see your bruise that you were showing me.
It's not very nice, is it?
No.
No. I'm hoping it's nothing serious.
I'm also hoping it's nothing serious.
That was post physio bruise as well. That bruise wasn't there this morning.
They must have been going hard at physio then.
I mean, it was really tender. Yeah. There was the question of, is this bearable?
Yeah.
Of which I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Did you try dry needling at all?
No. Not
did not
like
go well not for TJ Watt.
Oh, no. No, that's a hospital visit that he probably will never want to have again.
No, probably no more dry needling around his chest area again.
But I bet no one had as good a weekend as you.
No one had as good a weekend as me.
No.
Because my team won?
No.
Or because I went on a cruise and enjoyed myself and no one could contact me.
And how was that cruise?
It was very nice and relaxing.
Where did you go? Did you just go off?
You just went off into international waters where no one could get me.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
How good's that?
It's so good.
I've never done one. Is it 3 day? 2 nights or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done one. I've seen though. I've done a cruise. I've done two.
Where did you go?
I went to the Baltics.
I've done the Baltic cruise. It's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's some great places. Actually been to Russia.
Yes, that is so nice, isn't it?
Which part of Russia did you go?
St. Petersburg.
Yes. Two nights?
St. Petersburg, or something, yeah.
2 nights?
Yeah.
Did you do the ballet?
I did do the ballet. I can't say I stayed the whole ballet. It's quite long. They're very long.
Well,
did you stay the whole ballet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you did that? Okay, this was very long.
I was
long.
Too scared to leave on my own.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, going back to the boat. Because people had said, people will attack you if you walk around the street on your own. I'm like,
I think there's a bit of an exaggeration. Everyone has seemed very lovely in Russia.
At the ballet, I saw some wild things in Russia. For 2 days, I saw some wild things.
Okay.
The funniest thing that happened at the ballet.
Them?
I can repeat some of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Funniest thing that happened at the ballet is we had our nearly 3-year-old daughter with us.
Oh, no.
And we sat there, and obviously the lights go down, curtains down.
Oh, no.
Orchestra pit starts, and halfway through the orchestra, my daughter just goes, is this going to start soon?
Oh, no.
Everyone around us is like, British people doing, trying to be cultural. This is why we don't let you do anything cultural. So, yes.
And you for staying the whole time, though.
Yeah, no, it did. Did you have champagne and strawberries before?
I was not legally allowed to drink.
Oh, were you? Oh, yes, of course. I forget we're not the same age, DT.
No, I'm so sorry.
I'm not even close to the same age, DT.
I can legally now drink, though.
That's excellent.
I have had champagne and strawberries. I've also had a mimosa, which you apparently call a buck fizz.
Buck fizz, yeah.
Yeah.
Mimosa.
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 So, what did your cruise do? What did you do on the cruise?
Chilled. Did drink some alcohol, which was quite fun.
So were you drinking mimosas or were you drinking something else?
No, mimosas not my go-to.
No, it's not your go.
I'm sorry, like, champagne drinks, drinking a lot of them is not very pleasant. Champagne's not one you just, like, drink a whole bottle in a night because it's not particularly nice.
It's kind of overrated.
Yeah, it's very overrated.
So what is your go-to drink?
My go-to drink is Malibu Sunset.
Nice.
But is that what you imagined or not?
I didn't kind of have you like that. Not that I had you as like
beer drinker or what we were going for.
A tiger tank or something.
Oh, my God. No, and I also, yeah, no, I'm not really into the whiskeys and stuff. I do drink them, but I don't, not a massive fan.
I had a purchase this weekend.
A purchase?
I did. But I never, ever dreamt it was going to be that expensive.
What did you purchase?
So my wife had this idea.
Are you going
we
to
need
the
we need refreshing.
Okay.
Good God, no!
I was just saying,
I'm not that rich.
I was like, because you made a purchase. I was like, is it there? Because everyone's talking about that.
My wife had this thing that we needed some refreshing drinks in the house.
Yes.
And the two options that she gave me were Shandy.
Okay.
No, she's not a Red Bull.
Wait. How do you do your Shandy? With lemonade?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
what is there another way?
I've seen people do them with weird things.
Oh.
Yeah, no. That's why I was questioning.
Good God, no. Lemonade. And but which way first? Lager first? Your lemonade first?
I did lager first.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider doing
it. There's another way around. It's like getting, as soon as we're a food show, we might as well do this, right? It's like when you get, you know, like high tea.
Yes.
And you get the scone, whatever you want to call it. Scone. Yeah.
Scone.
Is it cream first or jam first?
Okay, so I personally do cream first because it's way easier because then you spread it, then you put the jam dollop on top. Because the people who somehow do jam and then cream, I don't, like, it's just it's a lot more effort, I think, to put on the scone.
The other option is you could just fill one half with cream and fill the other half with jam and just squish them together, right?
Yeah, because we're such cultured people.
I know.
Go to the Russian Malay and making scone sandwiches.
That's right. Yeah. So the other option was lemon, lime and bitters.
Lemon bitters is good.
Yeah,
good drink.
But it's, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, trying to... But when you do something at a bar, you go to a bar and you have a shot or you have something, and then you try to reproduce it at home, it's generally rubbish, right?
No.
So my task, the decision was made, it's lemon, lime and bitters. Then, of course, the problem is you have to find bitters.
Yeah.
So Angostura bitters, right?
Yeah.
$44
a
bottle.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Yeah, it's really expensive.
Horrified.
And they're very tiny bottles as well.
It's like
they're like little tiny
Worcestershire sauce-sized
bottle.
And I was like, then I've got to go and buy, like, lime syrup.
Yes.
Which was $7 a bottle.
Yeah,
so we're now at $51.
Yeah.
So then, and then six cans of like Sprite, as in like mini Sprite, another seven. So I'm at $60 and I haven't even poured a drink yet.
I know.
And then I get home, my daughter goes, oh, we're having vodka lemon lime. Fuck.
Yeah. You need to go and
so
I've got to
go buy a $45 bottle of vodka. So now I'm nearly $110 to just make like half a dozen drinks. I'm like, I actually could drive to the pub,
yes, get many.
Buy six,
yep,
cheaper than what it's just cost me to buy all the ingredients.
And did it taste as nice as at the pub?
Well, it did.
Oh, did.
It
good
was.
Job. Good
yeah.
job.
No, I was proud of the effort.
Oh, good job.
I was proud of the effort. I thought, yeah, this is, and the opinion.
And
the
opinion
consensus
was,
it was good.
That is a good drink.
But $110. I've now, like, I've done six drinks. I have no more Sprite, so now I've got to rebuy that. I still have bitters. Vodka and lime juice. So,
what about lemon?
Lemonade, Sprite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Done.
Well, you don't like lemons. Wait, you do not like lemons.
I like lemons if it comes with
tequila. Like, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that was the word I was trying to find.
I normally do lime
salt
with tequila.
Lime.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What are you putting your Corona as well? Do you put lime or lemon?
Oh, lime.
Okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
Lots of lemon. People give you a lemon, though, because they're cheap.
Oh, no, ruins it. Yeah.
Because it's cheap.
That's right, yeah. No, lime. Mm. Lime with Corona, for sure.
I did have someone once, when I was slightly younger, do an orange in it, because they ran out of other citrus, and it was disturbed. I mean,
so,
have to drink
what
this.
Sort of random, disgusting citrus can you add to your drink?
And then I was trying, you know, when you're trying to get it out and you're like, oh, I can't get this out because it's too far down. At least it wasn't a mandarin segment.
That would have tasted gross.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh,
it was also slightly warm.
Did you have it in England?
No.
They like warm beer.
No. No, I did not. But yeah, I'm glad. I guess it could have been a mandarin segment. I don't think they would add any flavour, though. Because they don't really taste like anything. Like, unless you bite
it open. I thought you were just cracking a dad joke and like,
mandarin
I've got
segment.
This new segment, it's fruit.
We could do best fruit, to be fair.
We could, actually.
Best fruit.
It'd probably be more popular
fruity
than
five.
This week's.
We should do fruity five. Do five top fruits, fruity five. Yep.
I know my number one already. No.
Is it lemon?
No, it's not. Good God, no. And it's not lime either. I could guarantee neither are in the top five.
So no
neither.
Citrus. Are you just not a non-citrus fan?
Ah, they've just got that sort of like rindy, like orange, right?
Yeah,
love
yes.
Satsumas.
Oh my God, do you also like clementines?
Yeah.
I hate clementines.
No, and what's
they
the other ones?
So much.
Mandarins. It's got to be Satsuma.
There's also a forgotten will come to me in a dream. Yuzu.
A what?
Yuzu.
Yuzu?
It's like a Japanese lemon.
Okay.
It's very delicate.
I'm not across that. I can tell you what else is not on my list either. Lychee.
Lychee
is not on my list.
There's no citrus, but yes.
No, no, but I'm just talking about fruit.
Okay. We've got the top five fruits that Darren will not touch.
I'm like, struggling to find five because I've already got rid of about 12. Yeah, we should do that next week.
Pretty Five.
Should we do it? Mm-hmm. Fruity Five.
Pretty Five.
It'll be more popular than the Christmas cracker one. How dare people not want to engage with Christmas crackers?
Yeah, it's actually pretty hard to find, like, good ones here.
Do you know I went out and bought some this weekend?
I bought them last weekend.
Yeah. How much did you pay?
$18.
What did you buy? Like...
What? Are you like an... Are you like a tiny... Like a normal size one? Like a human hand size one? Not an ant size one?
I just bought crackers. They cost me 50.
Oh, good job. That's really expensive.
It is very expensive. I was gutted.
What's in them?
Nail clippers and keyrings and bottle openers.
They're like little screwdrivers are quite helpful.
Yeah, little screwdrivers in there.
Yeah, they're very helpful, actually.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, those are good ones.
I also bought wrapping paper as well.
In the cracker or like...
No, separately.
Did you buy traditional or like fun joke wrapping paper?
Oh, traditional boring, yeah.
Like
it's expensive. All it does is goes in the bin.
You could always like unwrap them carefully and then reuse the paper. Or not, okay. No. That's fine too.
I'm going to buy you something just to you show me to how you're going to unwrap it.
Oh no, I don't.
And then show me how you could save the paper.
No, I don't. My sister actually wraps like them in like fabric normally so we can just reuse the fabric.
I worked with someone once that used to take so much like care about wrapping.
No,
that they would line up.
I get stressed though when there's lots
they
of
line up. They were lining up the paper.
Oh no, with the images. Oh god.
I was like, how much paper have you wasted to do that?
Did you buy them optical illusion paper? Because that would have been funny.
No.
That's what you should have done.
Should have just wrapped it in foil or cling wrap or something.
Or just like if it was a box, one of those plastics not wrapped in, just coloured it in with Vivid.
Yeah. If he'd bought like a something from a shoe shop, just colour the shoe box in.
Yeah, and they're looking for the tape and it's not there.
Whenever somebody offers a gift wrap option, I don't care how much it is, I buy it.
Oh, you always do?
I buy it, yeah. I'm just like marketer's dream for that sort of stuff because I've got no practical skills whatsoever.
I used to, you volunteer at Christmas at like those things to gift wrap?
Yeah.
And people would always bring you the most difficult things. Because they're like, I don't know how to wrap it, so here you go. And you go, I don't know how to wrap this either.
Well, I've bought the starfish for my friend. Could you wrap it for me?
You're like, oh, no. Like, that's such a weird shape. Can you go buy a box? Thanks.
I mean, what was interesting, we were having a casual conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I complained that the engagement level on the latest food poll was low. And you were like, that's because no one in New Zealand does Christmas crackers. I was like, this was a revelation to me.
Yeah.
Seeing as how many shops sell them. Are they just stocking all that for British people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's fine. I'm just like, I'd love more people to engage on this Christmas...
Yeah, cracker.
Cracker, whether people do or don't, whether they're New Zealand or not, whether they're American or European or Australian or... We had sufficient engagement that we had a result. And the question was, what was the best part of having Christmas crackers on the dinner table? Because I found about 6 reasons why you would have one on the table.
Yes.
And those reasons were just the fun of pulling a cracker.
Which is fun.
Winning the cracker pull. The little toy. The jokes. The paper hat. Or we don't have crackers. That's for people who have fun.
And what one?
Chantel went, if you're not pulling to win, you're just a loser.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Very progressive.
You could see how I raise children.
What I do is at all costs.
You could tell that she's in Australia, right? Because that's just how Australian sport works.
No, see, why people are pulling crackers, that's when you steal the best bits of meat and stuff off the table and put it on your plate. Because then people are distracted and you just be like, this is the best potato, but this is the best.
If you lose the cracker pull, because I know you didn't choose that as an option.
I did because I'm like,
win at all cost as well.
Yeah.
Are you not slightly disappointed when you lose?
No, not really.
So you don't get a hat? You don't get a toy?
In my family, you just give the other person the hat. Sorry, Darren.
No, in my family, if you don't win, the hat goes in the bin. It's like that.
Yeah, that's not. And so it really wasn't that much of a deal for me.
If you sat there with no hat, you're just like everyone's. We just get the big D one out and put that on your head and sit you there for Christmas lunch.
Do you get to eat food or not?
No, not if you've lost. If you don't win, if you don't win a cracker, it'll come back next year.
I just get the good food.
You can have the scabs after Christmas.
The scabs.
Corin Healy, I sit here visibly upset. By the non-food direction that has been taken here. Next, you will rename the podcast 33% and 30 centimetres long.
That would be excessively hard to say. I also struggle to pronounce TH, so that would just be a nightmare podcast for me.
So, we go into it. People who don't like to have fun is 5%.
Mm-hmm.
People who like the toy, 5%. No toy fans out there.
Well,
they've obviously not got my cracker.
Yes, with your
my
nail
luxury,
clippers.
Yeah.
Nail clippers.
Winning the cracker pool was only 12%. What is wrong with you losers?
Most people just give each other hat. It's really not
a
big idea.
It's the win. Like, sure. It's so good to get the win.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to help
I want
you
someone
here.
Who's listening to this show
to call
that
in
might
to
have
be
my
support.
Number.
I'm happy for
or
your...
call in if I ever got the number. Just tell me I'm not right.
Tell people you're not right.
Yeah, like tell me that winning.
So do you mean
the cracker
tell them
pool,
you're right?
No, I want them to try and tell me I'm not right. Like,
okay.
Winning the cracker pool is everything. Everything.
Sure. I'm so sorry to disappoint you, Dan.
18% of people. The jokes are dog.
Yeah,
they're dog.
We got one year accidentally trivia and then a riddle, not a joke, and it was just disappointing.
Wow.
Because you don't want to
Who wants to be educated on Christmas
That's what
Day?
I mean. Like, it's terrible. You just go, I don't want this. So that was a sad time.
24% was the fun of pulling the cracker.
Yeah, well, it's fun. Yep. It makes a snappy sound.
It's fun if you win.
Okay.
The paper hat at 36%. This
the
is
paper
the
hat is the fun
well,
thing.
This is the thing, right? If you don't win and you don't get a paper hat, the disappointment. That's
See, my
why
disappointment
winning
is if
the
I get
pool
an ugly
is important.
Colour. I don't want an ugly colour hat.
You see, I'm colourblind, so...
Yeah, so you don't care.
So I don't... Yeah.
But, like, I don't want that weird pale orange.
Is that what it is? I thought it was yellow.
No, there is a yellow. Oh. Yellow's fine. Pale orange is ugly.
I just don't get that. Oh, I had a buzz then. I thought someone had actually messaged me about it.
The crackers?
Yeah. John and Cheryl are probably listening.
They probably don't have any opinion about crackers.
No. Well...
They might have an opinion about the game today, for
They're not stuff. British.
No.
So, that's another reason why I'd be interested to know.
John
Corin might
be
listening. I'd be very interested to know
if
what
people mess
feel.
With crackers.
Yeah. Enough.
Enough about your cracker winning.
Was it 35 next week, right?
35.
One thing I do like to bring up, and whilst we did not win, we were shortlisted to the four of the New Zealand Comedy Guild Awards night. I mean, that's an achievement.
I'm just thinking
about
how we
months.
Didn't get a paper hat, though, in this situation.
No. We didn't get an award.
We didn't get a paper hat.
We got our name on a...
PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. That was presented live-streamed across New Zealand. We're going
to...
Gonna,
the people
do you know
who didn't
what,
have paper
Do you know
hats?
What my job is next year?
Yes.
We're going to win that.
Is that our New Year goal?
Yeah, we're going to win that.
New Year goal.
No, we're absolutely going to win that.
Okay. I will try to be funny.
Do you know what happened? Like, afterwards, I had a guy come up to me.
Mm-hmm.
A guy called Kevin Passman. And he's from New Orleans. Or New Orleans. He's from New Orleans. And I've known Kevin for a few years, and he come up to me and went...
Is he okay?
I've been like, aware of your NFL radio show thing. He said, I'd be interested to come on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went.
No, I'm a Saints fan.
I went. Well, he is a Saints fan,
yeah,
but
no,
I said,
I'd
oh, you know, you're obviously big in. He's like, I used to play.
Wait, for the Saints?
No, he used to play for the UAB, the University of Alabama, Birmingham, I think it is, or something like that. He
yeah,
used to play
obviously,
for UAB.
I was going for
And then at 51, he played again here.
Oh, nice. Good on him.
Healthy, fit enough, Philip Rivers-esque. Was playing again, and he's like,
"Did you ask him for his Philip Rivers opinion or not?"
No, because I don't know if it's because this was last Tuesday. I don't know if the Philip Rivers thing was in play.
It was in play, but it was not signed.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's interested. Then I found somebody else in the audience, another comedy person, that was a big NFL fan. So we could postseason have some guests ready to go.
Yeah, I'd be very interested
talking
in the Saints,
about people
because they have a lot of turnover to probably do on their roster.
And Torco,
no, they are competitive, but like a lot of Asian players, like they've, I would be interested who he wants them to like draft. Their defense is quite old. Yeah, what he thinks of his QB, like that's, I'd be very interested to have him on.
So yeah, so I will drop the note and we'll get that happening after the season.
Who was the other fan? What was
a guy called Paul Douglas? He's a pretty top end comedian. I'm sure he doesn't appreciate me.
I don't care who he is. I just want to know his team.
I should know, but I don't know.
that's all I care about.
I did know, but I don't know what it is. Someone in there keeps saying Lions or Cowboys, but I don't know.
It's probably Cowboys.
It's got a D theme to it.
A D theme.
Wow. So
really narrowing it down there.
I know. Yeah, there's only about four teams in the NFL that start with D, so.
Denver Broncos?
No, like, I know he's definitely not one of them.
Okay.
I know that.
Sorry, one of them.
And you know,
one of them. Jeez. Just really ostracizing the Denver Broncos fans here, going, one of them.
One of them.
Ooh.
I know. Do you know the end of this season, me and you should do a reveal? Because the one thing we've never revealed is our team.
I know. Well, we're just a fan of the NFL, Darren.
We are. But
just full NFL.
But I do.
Apparently not the Denver Broncos,
Because one of them. Do you not get upset, though, if your team hasn't won? And then you have to come and do this show, potentially talk about your team, and then go.
I personally don't, but I know that you do, because apparently winning a Christmas cracker is the end all for you. So
winning a Christmas cracker is everything.
I think we should bring in Christmas cracker next week to see who wins.
My Premier League team lost again this weekend. They are awful.
Oh, your ham themed team.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I've
got a food themed team.
Ham.
West Ham.
There's
terrible
no food themed NFL teams, are there?
No. Probably find a college football team somewhere like that.
Buffalo?
Hartigan Hot Dogs or something like
Buffalo?
That.
Buffalo? Buffalo Wings? I'm trying to think here.
Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah, that's probably about the only one, right?
Yeah, Buffalo Wings.
The Cow Boys?
Yep.
Yep.
just trying to think of food, like food we can eat.
So, who would have thought, we'll quickly flick over the news, who would have thought that at the end of today, Philip Rivers would end up being healthier than Patrick Mahomes?
I know. Sad news for the Chiefs. Both out of the playoffs and now Patrick Mahomes torn ACL.
I think interesting times for the Chiefs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not declaring the end of the dynasty, but I think we talked just before we came on air, right? When the dynasty finishes, they sometimes finish spectacularly, like what happened in New England.
Yes, or they can either take a dip and then come back in a few years.
Yeah, like New England.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you start playing the Darth Vader theme song.
I think Kelsey's done.
Yes.
You just saw his face today when Minshew threw that interception. I don't know what the Chiefs were trying to do. They were trying to win the game. They weren't trying to go to OT. They were trying to win. And you've put Minshew in.
Mm-hmm.
And you start him throwing the ball around. And they were in field goal range. And I think they just tried to be too clever.
Do you have a feeling he got told to just chuck it to Kelsey? Because he did three targets in a row.
Yeah. And I saw that this afternoon. Oh, no, I saw that in the Browns game as well, where Shadur just had one receiver. Hence the reason he was intercepted about eight times, because after a while, Chicago went, oh, we know what you're doing. He's thrown to the one guy all the time.
Yeah.
And after that, it was like, INT, 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 like successive INTs.
Should we then start with our team of the year, the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, do you want to talk about them before we get out of the news?
Well, we've already started it. Let's go dog pound.
Yeah, go.
I think that might have been the end of Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Sadly.
They were not good.
No.
They were not good. The Bears were okay.
They were okay. Their defense won them the game. Also, their running game's always good. But
Their return guy.
Yeah. 5 sacks and 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
Pressuring Shadur. Just made him miss throw. Yeah. And held their run game, which actually the Cleveland Browns run game hasn't been too bad with Quinshon Judkins. Damn, his name is hard to say. They ended up with only 50 yards on the day, though.
I mean, the Cleveland Browns, 192 total yards, 9 first downs.
Yeah.
4 of 15, third, fourth down. Yeah, as you said, ugh.
Myles Garrett, though.
Yeah.
He's now at 21 and a half.
He's on the way.
I think he's going to break it and within the 16 games, because you know you'd never get the end of it if it wasn't within 16 games. So I reckon he's going to do it. And it would be fun if he did it next week.
Is Caleb going to get over 3.5? Is he going to be the first Bears quarterback to do it? He had 242 today. This was one of his better games.
Yeah,
he still runs around a lot throwing the ball.
Yeah, he holds on too much. Actually, similar to what Shedeur Sanders did today, where he held on the ball.
But how bad is when your top rusher is 24 yards?
Yeah, no, it's not great.
DeAndre Swift, Luther Burden, third. Had a bit of a game today.
Yeah, no, especially because Roma Dunze was out.
It's just rubbish, though, isn't it? The Browns are...
The Browns, there are a few good points. Miles Garrett, Isaiah Bond and Fanning Jr. look like nice receiving option pickups. And then Carson Swissinger does look like a defensive rookie of the year candidate, although I do think it might go to Eminwori for the Seahawks. I'm really having to think through saying
this. The Browns are... that bad watch. Could you just imagine? Halfway through the season, they were really competitive, and the last few weeks, they've just been, just destroyed.
It's been bad, yeah.
I mean, they're going to be picking top six.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they also have the Jags pick.
Yes.
They have two picks.
But Jags, yeah, we'll get to them in a minute, but there's, that's not going to be a high, that's not going to be a low pick. That's going to be a high pick.
I know. Jags, though. We talked about our biggest surprise. We haven't done that segment. But biggest surprise, one of them for the year, Travis Hunter, not really a thing. I know he's now injured and out, but he wasn't really a thing before he got injured. So I'm not sure how good that trade's looking at the moment.
I think he's going to be a good player. What was interesting, Jags game, the over-under was 41, and the Jags were like, yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll deal with that. Don't worry about that. Well, actually, we'll go back to the news. Some interesting your thoughts. A lot of controversy.
Wait, which one are we talking? Are we talking Joe Burrow or are we talking Michigan?
Neither.
Neither? What one do you want?
I've just come up with a new one in my head.
A new one.
The Raiders kicking a field goal.
Oh, yeah.
When they were obviously in no chance of winning the game, which then completely changed the Vegas betting. Because that game was something like a 41, and then that kick made it a 41. And it was like, well, there's only 4 seconds left on the clock. So if you take the kick, there's no time left for the kickoff. So why are you taking the kick? There's a lot of the fact it's a Vegas team, Vegas betting. Why did they take the kick? People were joking on there. I saw Chris Brockman, and he was like, yeah, there's a lot of children not going to public school today because their parents just lost millions on that game. So it's weird that a lot of noise about that last week of whether fair or foul, it was actually linked to betting.
I don't know if they could get that communicated down to the field in enough time is the only thing. Like in real time, because you'd have to get communicated down and then the special teams on the field.
1 minute before, it looked like that game was over because the Broncos had just destroyed them. And then Pickett threw that amazing touchdown. Shame he got nowhere near one of those today.
No, they were.
And then, of course, the three-point thing came into play as well. So, yeah.
He had 29 yards passing today.
Oh, no.
29 yards.
That's just in field-esque quality.
It was... And their run game was even worse.
Yeah, didn't they have 72 total yards?
Yeah.
We'll come back to them in a minute.
Oh, that's 75 total yards, sorry. But yes.
I want to talk about your friend.
My friend?
Yes. Fernando Heisman-Doza.
By far the best name ever.
Yes.
Best name to win a Heisman. First person to win a Heisman out of Indiana.
Correct, yeah, because they're a bit of a basketball school. Yeah. 2,980 yards, 33 touchdowns, only 6 INTs and 6 rush. It's only really Pavia that would have got close to that.
Yeah, this makes a massive difference to his draft stock, though.
Yeah.
Like a massive difference.
Oh, he's now top 10, right?
Yeah. And he beat out Pavia, Love, and Sayan.
Yes.
What do you think
who would you
Love
picked?
Is going to do? I would have picked Pavia just for the drama. For the utter spice of it.
You'd have picked Pavia because you know that I have no time for him whatsoever.
No, also just the spice of it. It would have been great. He would have been like another Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Heisman. And he would have been so good in those ads as well. Like, if I have to, you know, like, that's actually now what I think I picked the Heisman for. I'm like, who will be great in the ad? And he would be fantastic.
The Home with Baker or the Mayfields or whatever, they were great adverts.
Oh, yeah, they're insurance. But you know the ones I mean, they're like Heisman House adverts.
Yes.
Yes, no. So I would have picked Pavia so those adverts could shine.
Did you see Mendoza's speech?
I know.
That was almost a, I know I've won this speech. He didn't thank any of the other five.
Is he now in your
bad
pal?
He was so polished. It was just almost like he was reading off auto cue.
Well, he probably was.
He was almost reading off auto cue.
Was it the business manager?
I thought Notre Dame, after their sulk, they were never going to get a winner. He was never winning after what happened to
Notre
Dame.
He might not return as well. He might declare for the draft.
Yeah. Saying, I think the winner of the Heisman came out of that Indiana.
Yes.
Ohio State game.
Except for Pavia.
I don't think Pavia was ever really in.
Well,
I didn't have him in play. I had Saiyan or Mendoza.
He would be so good in the ad.
So,
okay.
SEC college football schedule is out. Spice. There's some super spice.
Well, your spice is week three.
Spicy.
Wait.
Well,
Old Spice. Sorry, it was there and I had to do it.
I love the way you pointed at me and almost called me Old Spice.
Old Spice.
If I was the sixth member of the Spice Girls, that would be my name.
Old Spice.
Yes, Lane Kiffin. Going back to Ole Miss. Game three. That's going to be so spicy. And LSU get Clemson game one again, except this time in Baton Rouge. But the game that really matters, last game of the season.
Hogs.
At the Hogs.
Also, Hogs
blue,
are not playing.
Hogs blue.
I know. Do you know why I'm really nervous? Because it's pretty much, it's not the exact same schedule, but it feels like we have two relatively easy games to start, which was what happened this year, and then just crushing blow hog blow. But I do want to say we're not playing the Little Rock this year for the first time in quite a while.
You were the Kansas City Chiefs of college football, i.e. just multiple.
I'm sorry, where was the dynasty beforehand where I won multiple championships, Darren? Don't come at me with that.
You're one of them.
One of them.
Now, the interesting part is, of course, we talk about what's happening in the SEC. However, what's going on at Ann Arbor? So I don't think we'll waste too much time in Sharon Moore's private life because that is just out of control.
Absolute mess.
But what does that mean for college football? Because there's a lot of noise about Kalen DeBoer. Potentially being a Michigan, because he's a Northwest guy. Yeah. Potentially going, you know what? Before I get fired at Alabama, because I'm not going to win the national championship, I'll go to Michigan. Because Michigan's
as big. Chaos at the moment.
And it's massive. Like, it's got the biggest stadium.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge history. So whether, and then if Kalen DeBoer leaves Alabama, the spice that Lane Kiffin walks out on LSU and goes to Alabama. I mean, this is, the Sharon Moore thing is crazy.
Do you know what would be even better? If Lane Kiffin got Diego Pavia. It would just be fantastic. The whole thing would be so spicy. I would love it.
So that Michigan thing is going to be big.
Yes, 100%.
Because that's going to lead to a whole domino effect. I mean, it's whether Kalen DeBoer does a Lane Kiffin and goes, you know what? I'll take the job before the playoffs.
And then Lane Kiffin. Oh, shortest stint ever as a head coach.
Imagine if Lane
Kiffin imagine
left.
I can imagine him doing it. Because that just seems the type of person he is.
But I don't know why, because LSU are better. They haven't won as much, but they're better. They're a better prospect because
the
money he's going to get offered.
Nick Saban is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, but if you listen to Saban, Saban's biggest regret in his entire career was leaving LSU. And Saban was one of Kiffin's...
One of the calls.
And, that's going to get spicy, that Michigan thing is.
Spice.
Do you see how it happened? He sacked her.
Yes,
and then she
terrible.
Went to the school do you know?
The whole thing is terrible.
The whole
terrible.
Thing just...
Actually terrible.
Yeah, it is.
And very sorry for the woman in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what you want
the
to happen.
The wife and everything. Just
everything is horrible for everyone around that situation. Absolutely no one has won in that.
The drama is going to be how the coaching thing plays out. Because someone big is going to Michigan.
Yes.
Someone big. And then we've burned some time tonight.
I know.
Joe Burrow. I mean, those comments. Michael Wilbon called him a sulker, which I thought was a bit harsh. But
I just honestly think he's had a lot of injuries in the past couple of years. I just think they've added up.
Has he made his own bed, though, by insisting that they signed all those weapons for him and no care for what actually wins the game is like...
Defense. No. I'm sorry, are you actually valuing defense? Oh, my God, you're devaluing defense, Darren.
I'm just
this
talking
is
about
shocking.
Three phases.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
defense
just,
wins championships,
as you've
Darren.
Seen, as you've seen...
No.
As you've seen, yes. Scoring 42 alone doesn't win you a game. As they found out this year, apart from today.
Hey, I am very heavy on defense. Very heavy on defense, and my team did not have defense this year.
Apparently, after the game, Jamar Chase went, I need to go and talk to Joe because he didn't look good today.
No, I think he's sad.
Yeah, there's something not right there. I think Zach Taylor's gone. Yeah. So you talk about Stefanski, I think Taylor's gone. So a double Ohio change.
I just think he's in a bad place, and it's always hard when you're in a bad place.
Yeah.
And just he needs to look after his mental health, and I hope he does. For his sake. I also would like to say, where would you like him to go if he were to leave the Cincinnati Bengals?
I know where I want him to go.
I want him to go to the Vikings. I think it would be so fun. Because he'd be back with Justin Jefferson.
I know where I don't want him to go.
Also, swap Murray, Kyler Murray.
Mm.
That could be interesting.
Nah, I think the Cardinals are way off. I mean, Justin Jefferson wants him to go to Vikings, right? Because they're ex-LSU and...
The team that I would most love him to go to, because I just think it'd be so cool, McVay with the Rams. Stafford retires. That would be such a fun.
I think if the Rams win Super Bowl this year, I think Stafford retires.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he does a John Elway, wins his second, and I'm out of here.
The other one, Falcons is the option.
Nah.
They tried to get Deshaun Watson. They might try to get him. As always, the Jets are looking for a quarterback.
Nah, he ain't got the Jets.
I know, but the sentence we say every single year, the Jets are looking for a quarterback.
I know, that's right, yeah.
Oh, poor Jets. And then Steelers, very unlikely.
No, he's not going to the Steelers. He hates the Steelers.
I also just think the Steelers wouldn't do it.
No.
100%.
Dolphins?
Yeah. I don't want him there, because all the weapons are gone, pretty much. I'd prefer him to go somewhere.
He's not going to the Saints. He's not going to the Panthers.
It would be so good if he went to the Vikings, because their O-line will hopefully be back healthy next year. That would be cool. Or the Rams. I would love to see him with McVay and the Rams.
Him and McVay have just got so much spice, haven't they, together?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Yeah. And do you know who could be the backup? Diego Parry. With Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh, that would be fantastic. What a room.
How many nations do you want in one quarterback room?
I want all of them.
All of them.
Everything. God.
Shall we burn 30 seconds talking through that average college football weekend?
Absolutely not. It was terrible. Let's just say who won. Navy beat Army. That was a terrible game. 82 yards. They both got 82 yards passing on the game day.
Know. Rubbish.
So terrible. And then Boise State versus Washington. Not really a game either. Washington completely demolished Boise State.
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was going to be that. 5 INTs thrown.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Yeah, Boise State were all over the place. Navy was so predictable in that game. Just run. And always
run
the QB.
Run.
There was that Horvath guy all the time.
It was hard to watch.
Boring.
It was so
Let's go to the NFL. Let's just do one.
Yay for the Huskies. Good job.
Should we pick? We're not going to do the wheel tonight.
Not going to do
Because I think we got time.
Do we have time? We talked about many other things.
We did. We can just give each game around 2 minutes of our time, I reckon. No, we can't. Not even close.
Should we go through the seedings first?
Yeah, let's do it.
So the seedings got AFC, Broncos, and Rams have clinched playoff berths, so they are heading
to the postseason.
I know, and all of them fans,
those people
who are Broncos fans, I'm sure they're quite happy but quite annoyed that the Chargers won because they still haven't clinched their division, apparently.
It's going to be interesting, right, because I watch, as probably do you, a lot of NFL analysts, and they have always continuously down on the Broncos. What is going to be this week's issue? Oh, Watson got injured. Oh, if...
So, I'm very
Parsons
concerned...
Parsons didn't get injured.
Oh. No, no, no. I'm actually concerned that the Broncos' run game has not been great all season, and you need some semblance of a run game heading into the playoffs. And, like, I don't know. You know when you watch RJ Harvey be tackled? Because he's so small, it looks like a, any player just swallows him. Like, he's so small, and I really wish the Broncos had been able to pick up some sort of trade to get a good fun back in there, because they've really lost quite a lot in that room.
At the start of the third quarter, Green Bay had this game by the throat. It was 23-14. Yeah. Yes, the Sertan interception was great.
Mm-hmm.
Great interception. And then, obviously, in the next possession, Parsons got injured.
Yes.
You're right, RJ Harvey ran for 65. Cortland
they
Sutton,
need a running
one,
game.
1-3.
Especially because they're most likely going to be at home, right?
Yeah.
Denver is not a warm place to play. You need some semblance of a run game.
Bo Nix, 23 of 34, 302. I think that's back-to-back 300s and four touchdowns.
Yeah, Bo Nix looked good.
No INTs. Jordan
the Broncos
Love.
Looked good. They seem to start out really slow in the first quarter, and then they like move into their steam. So that's also not a great thing to pick up going into the playoffs. But like they look good. And I have to say, for all of Jordan Love's flaws, he is so fun to watch because he just chucks it.
They've cut him loose. They've let
absolutely
him just cut him
chucks
loose.
It. I love it so much. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to throw this one and this one. It's actually he makes football fun to watch.
Me and you had a conversation before, and we said the AFC North.
Yes.
And the NFC South.
Just
can we just take the winners of those divisions and not allow
them
to play in the playoffs? Because let's talk about the AFC North quickly.
AFC North, there's no point.
Rubbish.
Like, whatever Steelers, Ravens, whoever goes through, just no. There's genuinely no point. Lamar looks terrible this year. He's obviously injured. It's not gone well. Just no. Shelf gone. Steelers, just no.
I can see the Dolphins beating the Steelers tomorrow.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
The Dolphins' defense has really picked up. Also, guess who's going to be super angry? Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
So, that might have some spice.
There's some spice there.
We should do the spicy player for the week, really.
Yes.
Spicy player for the week. I would say Tony Jefferson for the Chargers.
Obviously, Burrow is pretty much done. It's out. They're done.
Yeah.
No,
they are done.
They are done.
Yeah,
the Vikings are... done.
Yes, they're eliminated. The Falcons are officially eliminated.
Falcons are
as
done.
Well. And then the only
Saints
ones
are obviously gone as well.
Yeah, the only ones really in the hunt that aren't already currently in playoff standings are Lions, Panthers, and Colts, Ravens. Both the Ravens and the Panthers is because their divisions are terrible, so they have a chance. The Lions, I think with today's loss, it makes it a bit more difficult. And then the Colts also lost today with their 44-year-old quarterback, who is a grandfather.
I wonder how many teams have started 7-0 and not made it. They did start 7-0,
didn't
they?
Like the Steelers that year when they went 11-0?
Yeah.
They made it. Yeah, and then they
But I'm
out.
Just saying, yeah, no, I'm just saying, though, the Colts started about 7-0 and they're not even in the playoffs now.
No, and I don't know if they are going to make the playoffs.
What is the Panthers? Oh, God.
The Saints are loving playing spoilers.
Oh.
Though. They're loving it. It's fun.
They were 17-7 up and they didn't score a point after 10 minutes to go in the third quarter.
The only good thing was that catch by Coker along the sideline was fantastic.
But why again? Why have they pushed Bryce Young back to dink dunk again? What is wrong with Dave Canales? Like,
I don't know.
Is wrong with him?
I actually don't know why it's dink dunk because all of his wide receivers are massive targets. Like, if you line them up, they are all like gigantic human targets. So
this year, I think part of the Panthers are losing because of their strategy on passing.
Yes.
Terrible.
Also, Rico Dowdle was injured for a bit in the game.
Bryce Young was the leading rusher in that game. So, he had 200 all-purpose yards. But again, another game not even close to 200.
No.
The Saints kind of have the semblance of a team coming together. But as you said, age is a major issue for them.
No, their roster is aged.
Yeah.
Like, it's an old roster. You need to have some sort of turnover this year. Shook. Interesting. Again, play with a lot of heart.
No ints. 200, nearly 300 yards again.
Led the team in rushing with 32 yards. Again, not great rushing. The team, yeah.
What made me laugh is I was watching parts of that game, and all of a sudden, Taysom Hill, I was like, Oh my God, is he still there? Is he still there?
And he's also quite an old asset that they have that they pay a significant amount of money to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton didn't leave them in a good place.
No.
Probably the spiciest thing that's going to happen between now and the end of the season, or one of, Bills-Patriots. Yep. That was an appalling... choke by the Patriots today.
I said a while back, I'm concerned about the Patriots' run defense. I'm now severely concerned about the Patriots' run defense, considering that's all the Bills did in the second half, was just like, oh yeah, I forgot, we have James Cook and we could just run the ball.
And we have Josh Allen and we're just like, yeah.
And we'll run the ball. So that's a bit concerning if you're going into the playoffs with a team that's that exposed by the run game. Unless, I think the AFC is just going to come down to matchups, because if you then versus Broncos versus Patriots, Patriots could probably win because the Broncos can't run the ball, which is weird because they have a very good offensive line. So it will be interesting who actually ends up out of the AFC.
This was a wild game because a 21-0.
Yes, you would have thought
they had
it. I was
like, this is over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the Bills again, putting on the big show last week and then just capitulating the week after. And then all of a sudden,
246 yards rushing.
I know.
246 yards rushing.
Interesting. Drake May. 155 passing.
Did not do well passing. He did have a pretty good game running the ball, though.
Yeah, 43, yeah. Travion Henderson. Going large.
So, yeah.
But Josh Allen, again, did not get 200 yards, but 3 TDs. And then
he did have some good news this week, though.
Yes.
He's having a baby.
Well, not him.
No, well.
Haley.
Haley's having a baby.
But you look at this, I'm looking at the box, 24-7 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then a 14-0 third quarter, and then that's a bad loss for the Patriots. And now kind of evens the season. I never know how those tiebreakers work when they even them.
Oh, when they even them out? Depends on the strength of schedule. Yeah.
Which you would probably say that the Bills now probably have the tiebreaker because they have the best strength of schedule. So, yeah, that's completely turned 11-3 versus 10-4.
Mm.
And everyone was going, yeah, but the Patriots got to play the Jets and the Dolphins. But the Dolphins are...
Yeah, Dolphins aren't being all right. Slack, no?
The other one that's going to get interesting is the NFC North.
Yes.
That
Lions,
is
net. Packers. Packers, especially with the injuries today.
Yes.
They had a lot of injuries today, and that's very sad because you got Christian Watson down, has been in hospital, hopefully travelling home with the team. Parsons gone with torn ACL. Zach Tom, also injured, who is their very good offensive tackle, so not great state for the Packers or Cheesehead fans.
No, but the Bears.
Bears, yep, winning.
I mean, this is wild, right? We could potentially be looking at playoffs with no Lions,
mm-hmm.
no Chiefs, no Ravens, no Bengals.
Bengals already gone there.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, though. We were looking at, I mean, the Chiefs are gone. When you look at the playoffs now, you're talking Patriots, Broncos, Texans, Jaguar. You know, it's just, that's a division.
Oh, yeah.
AFC South. Is it South? Yeah, it's just South, isn't it?
Who are you trying to say? AFC South? Yeah. The Titans. Yeah.
The Jaguars, cool. The Texans. That's going to be a wild end to the season.
Yeah.
Colts are gone.
The Titans are gone.
Titans tried again today.
They actually, my favourite thing of the day, the Jeffrey Simmons touchdown was so good. Because everyone was like, why is the defensive tackle on the field? Okay, just ignore him. And then he was just alone in the backside. He's like, here, chuck me the ball, I'm here. It was so fun. And I know they lost, but that was a great moment. And actually, Cam Ward had some impressive throws down the field.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping they give him some talent to throw to and a good line, and I just hope someone comes in for him because he's a pretty good quarterback in terms of you could build off him, but I think he might be one of the ones who's been ruined by where he's been drafted.
I mean, he did only have 170 yards again. He avoided any INT today, which was good. And Tony Pollard had a bit of a breakout game, but the Titans are not good. They're not even close to good. And
the 49ers, going to the postseason, stacked a lot of wins against a lot of bad competition. I don't know how far they're going to go in the postseason. Also, Brandon Ayuk is done with the 49ers. He has been put on the release list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy had a game today. 23 of 30, 295 free TDs. McCaffrey, decent bit of, only a 9-yard run was his biggest of the day.
Yeah.
Purdy had a 26. Yeah. As always. Ricky Pearsall, good game.
Yeah.
George Kittle.
Again, it's not that great a competition. So, no. Like, I don't know how much you want to take from that win for them, but yeah, good.
Well, I see three teams out of that division going in.
For the NFC West. Yeah. Well, there are currently three teams going in at the moment. There's Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers.
11-3. But the 49ers are 10-4.
Yes, because they face really bad competition.
I'll tell you who I was not impressed with today at all.
The Seahawks?
Seahawks.
Yeah.
Could not get in the end zone.
Nah.
6 field goals.
The Colts' defense is really good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it wasn't Lou Anarumo. That was the problem with the Bengals' defense. The fact they didn't have anyone to run their defense.
Yeah, they fired him. The Seahawks, Colts, what a... So I heard Colin Cowherd on the way here. He's going, oh, the fourth quarter in this game. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This game was rubbish. Philip Rivers, 120.
And they put all stock was in protecting Philip Rivers. He was often, like, no one was in within 2 metres of him.
Yeah.
So that's not great if your whole offence is built around making sure your 44-year-old grandfather does not get hit. Yeah.
Insane.
Shaheed, though, starting to get going on the Seahawks offense, so that's good. Seahawks run game, still an issue. They really need to run the ball. Don't know why they don't run the ball, but they really need to. JSN, though, another 100-yard game, so he's ticking out there.
They're so reliant on him, though, right?
Yeah, they really are.
They are so reliant on him. Rams-Lions, that could be the end for the Lions.
Yeah, it really could be. But over 500 yards of offense in the first half of the
game. I know. I was watching that game. I was like, this is getting loose. Very loose.
Rams, both wide receivers are injured. Adams and Puka. Adams went down, didn't come back from a hamstring injury. And Puka, he was playing injured after he got slammed.
9 receptions for 181 yards.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I don't understand teams that play the Rams and don't double-team Nakua. It's just like... It's just so obvious, though, where Stafford's going all the time.
Yeah, but this is Adams.
Put 2 on him. Adams is old.
Yeah, but if you do that, then Adams goes.
Yeah.
That's why they got both of them.
But again, that was another game we talked about earlier as well. The amount of teams that got up early and could not hold the lead, the Lions.
The thing was, the Rams did all of their focus on stopping the Lions rushing attack, who ended up with 70 yards on the game. So,
That game changed in the third quarter when the Rams put 17 up.
Yeah.
And the Lions had nothing.
The Lions defense really tried their best.
Yeah.
But it's a very injured secondary for Detroit, like severely injured. I don't even know if one starter is playing from the first game. And just, you can't out-scheme McVay. You can try your hardest, but you just actually can't.
Nakua going for 181. Amon-Ra Ross and Brown, 164.
Yeah, Jared Goff was not the problem in this game. It's the fact they couldn't run the ball.
No, there was only one INT thrown in the entire game. Mm. And you're right, there was 900-plus yards of offense.
Oh, yeah, it was impressive.
Only 200 of it was rushing.
Yeah.
700 passing yards.
It was really interesting. They couldn't run the ball.
51 first downs in the entire game.
It was insane. Like, it genuinely was insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised there was even any punts. Like, I was amazed that there were 6 punts in the game. I'm like, it was wild. Cowboys, what about them Cowboys?
I know, I'm so sad. I really wanted them in the postseason, but this pretty much does it for them. The only thing that I really want to say is that fake field goal was so funny. I loved it so much. But then Aubrey missed so many kicks, which is so unlike him.
That's right. Missed two today.
Javonte Williams injured. I was also sad about that.
He's injury prone, though, from his days in Denver.
Yeah, no,
it
was just sad because I liked his little comeback story. Yeah. It was fun. But yeah, Vikings winning on fourth down is really what did it. Even the early interception from McCarthy, you thought, oh no, here we go again. But he really came back strong. He chucked some balls deep. But for some reason, he cannot connect with Justin Jefferson. It was like there was a magnet that just repelled them. Like, it was so weird.
But then he did connect.
Yes.
And they got a touchdown.
Yes, finally.
And then a flag.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Taken off the board.
So, yeah, it's not great.
What's your view on JJ McCarthy? I mean, that's 2 games now.
I just don't think we've seen enough of him to have an actual opinion.
But the problem for the Vikings is they need to make a decision.
Yeah, they do. They need to decide if they're going to get in.
And they reckon
they've
that's why they...
have already announced that they're going to get veteran talent in.
They, that's why they reckon he was throwing a lot of fourth downs, because they wanted to see what he was.
What about Kyler Murray to the Vikings? That would be fun.
Kyler Murray's out, right? He's done.
Yeah, he's done with
the
Cardinals.
He's finished with the 100%. Cardinals.
So, Kyler Murray to the Vikings, that would be fun. I would have so much fun with that.
Oh, the Cowboys. Bam.
Dak, again, not the problem.
No. No.
CD played well. Williams ran well. Pickens was completely overshadowed. But the new wide receiver that's coming on, Flournay.
Yeah. Yeah, watched a bit of him today. Giants Commanders. Oh, I really thought that.
I thought Dart was going to come back. I was like, oh, what happened? Well. Oh, okay. But no, he didn't. He looks, but Dart looks all right. I think they've got a QB in Giants and they probably don't have to redraft one.
Yeah. The Jets? Ooh.
Yeah, that was a complete demolition.
Trevor Lawrence? Where's that guy come from?
Well, you're versing the Jets defense, who are genuinely terrible. They're so terrible. Jacoby Myers has also looked like a great trade from the Raiders.
Yeah.
And Travis Etienne, better in the running game than he was rushing. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's two pass
touchdowns. I don't know what to make of the Jets, though, in the offseason.
Three pass touchdowns,
yes,
Travis Etienne.
Yeah. Three touchdown game.
Lawrence, that's what everyone's been wanted for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
20-32, 330, 5-10. Third consecutive game without an interception.
Completely destroyed.
So un-Trevor Lawrence,
should we
right?
go to the other destruction? Texans versus Cardinals. Oh. So I have to say, I have been enjoying watching Jacoby Brissett play football.
Not today.
No, but just like the fact that he has no run game, so it's like, yeah, can you just go chuck it so many times? Thanks. Like, it's just, it's ludicrous.
Was he the guy that threw it 54 times a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, boy, wasn't he? I think he threw it for nearly 50 times. This like, it's ridiculous. They don't have a run game. Also, Trey McBride, best tight end in the league this year. Hands down, two touchdowns, 134 yards.
Oh, why can't I find that game? Why can't
and then
I find it?
Texans running back again injured, Woody Marks.
Yeah.
Went down. And then Jordan came in and looked pretty all right.
Texans giving up 20 to the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's because Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
Oh, is actually 40. Pretty good.
He had a relatively quiet game today, and he threw 40 times today.
But yeah, no, so Collins, big score on the opening. It was really dumb for them. I am concerned, though, because Texans' offense is now really feeling themselves, and they were versing the Cardinals' defense, so I really wouldn't get that hot that quickly. Yeah. But they are versing the Raiders next week, so...
I know, they are.
They've got a pretty easy schedule. That's why I said I think the Texans are going to end up with the AFC South.
They've won six straight, and they are 8-2 in the last 10. They are on a heater, all right.
Raiders, again, Genty, not a factor.
No. That has probably been one of the biggest disappointments out the draft. Interesting, next week, going back to your Texans thing, the Jaguars have got to play the Broncos.
Yeah, no, the Jaguars don't have a good, end of season schedule. The Texans do. They have a really easy schedule.
And is that Jaguars game in Jacksonville? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
I know Denver play the Chiefs in Chiefsdom.
I'm just, I'm not one of them.
Yeah, you're not one of them, so you wouldn't know.
I'm sorry.
How ridiculous of me not to expect you to know the full NFL schedule of who's playing everywhere.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you, Derek.
So, look, it's really shaping up. Which one did you go to next? Sorry, you did say something.
Eagles Raiders. There was really nothing to talk about, just Genty, not a factor. Eagles defense is a good defense. God, I had a good day at tight end.
72 total yards for the Raiders. What does this mean for Pete Carroll?
I think he's done. You got to get rid of him.
2-12 as well as the Jets.
It's just, no. It's such a bad experiment.
It was interesting today. I heard John Middlecoff say, if you put the Raiders and the Jets roster together and took the best coaching staff out of both, he reckoned that both of them still wouldn't win five put together.
No.
He reckons that's
how
bad.
Yeah, they're really
Genty was 35 yards. Brock Bowers was only 28.
Eagles had 40 minutes of possession. You're not going to win that.
They got Saquon going again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
Bengals Ravens, we haven't really talked about, but Ravens completely destroyed the Bengals, but that's also just a nil effect because AFC North gone.
Two shirts.
Falcons versus Buccaneers.
Whoa.
That was a sad one on Thursday night. Cry for me.
Yes.
Go
but
Bucks,
they're still going to win it. They're going
to
win it.
I hope they win it. I really want them to win it. But yeah, that trade, the Falcons trade for the two edges, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And now we've got that sort of Panthers thing, and now it's going to be those two games. Of course, yep. The Bucks have got a better schedule, so the Panthers are going to have to win both.
Yeah, I think we got through them all.
There we go. Excellent. Great work, DT.
Great work, Darren.
So that's us. Don't forget to get on all the socials. This week it is the Fruity Five.
Fruity Five.
So we'll be posting that pretty soon. But thank you for listening in. We'll be back here again next Monday. We don't break for Christmas.
No, we don't.
So I've been Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And we look forward to having your company next Monday night.
You can make radio.